You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Earlier this week, the Sonora City Council met and discussed which two council members would write in favor of the 1 cent city sales tax increase that will be on the ballot this November. Here are the edited remarks, and we'll begin with Mayor Mark Plummer.
Consider the appointment of council members to a subcommittee of 2 members of the City Council to prepare arguments in favor of the essential services transaction and use tax ballot measure. And our City Administrator, Melissa Eads, will take the floor.
So I have no additional information to present in addition to the staff memo. I'm happy to answer any questions, but I would look forward to moving our essential services transaction and use tax onto the ballot. And I would recommend that you appoint 2 council members to assist us in the development of the argument in favor. And we hope to bring that back to the full council at your next regular council meeting.
We are going through the process right now of selecting members to present a defense and a reason for it to be approved.
I would like to nominate you, Mark, because I know someone who is a tax advocate would be, I think, be able to present a compelling reasons why we should pass this ballot measure.
I actually have thought that through a few moments and agree with you in principle. The form of this, is it one item that we work on together, or is it 2 separate defenses? Well, defenses.
It's 300 words.
So it'll be one item that we work on together. Most likely staff and legal counsel will take a stab at it, present it to the committee, council members. Legal counsel will also do the independent analysis of the ballot measure, and all of that will come back for full discussion on the 15th. So we will present something for your review and consideration.
So functionally, Ann's proposition that because of my general resistance and the absolute need I feel to support this is sort of a moot point then.
I think that there's a lot of resistant people in the community that that voted for you because of your conservative spending
ethic,
and would be very interested to know that you supported this.
May I comment?
Of course, please.
So I have my constituents that I represent, and as I said before in the previous meeting, they believe that government should fix the roads, take care of the budget. And as I have received the financial summary from Chris at the some time ago, apparently the budget has been a problem since 2007, according to page 2. That's a long time to have a budget problem. And so our last meeting, Matt Hawkins and Councilmember Merrill defended the deviation of time towards the Social Equity Committee and validated and said, hey, it was necessary. And so I believe because they had an argument for that, they might be able to address that issue to the citizens who had expressed a concern. And again, it's not my opinion. Like I said, I'm just representing the constituents who want to know why the council deviated from a singular razor focus on the budget to something else. And I think you articulated it well. So my nomination would be for those two.
This is going to get a lot of fun. One, your constituents are now all the city, not just the people that put you in office. Don't forget that.
I realize
two,
that.
Well, no, you don't.
Oh, okay. Civility.
Drink of water here. Two is a simple fact that I didn't defend it. Matter of fact, I didn't even vote to want to take the social equity statement. But the fact is you got put back in your spot because you don't understand what's going on. So there's that part.
Wait, I don't understand put back in your spot. Well, I said you did a great job articulating
okay,
it.
Don't start this now, Suzanne.
Not a good idea. I'm paying you a compliment. You did a great job articulating it.
Let's get back
yes,
to
Mayor,
the.
Yes, Mayor.
I think if I may, of in the name the of civility, just answer at least a partial question. I think the reason I said it wasn't a waste is because again, the state of California, if we are to apply for grants, that is one of the first questions.
Okay.
So going forward, just to reiterate,
please.
It could result in tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars of grant money in perpetuity going forward.
Andy, please stop, yield the floor, and let's get back to the business at hand.
Why didn't you get Suzanne to yield the floor? Again, her handlers told her to do whatever, so that's what she's going to do. So, again, I'm game.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to bring it back to the appointments. So I will accept that, but we need another.
In the name of presenting a bipartisan, even though we are supposed to be a you know, non-denominational, nonpartisan body, I think, you know, if Mark will be one of the appointees, I have no problem in participating and putting my name in support of the sales tax to reach the widest demographic, so to speak, and increase our chances of getting everyone on board with this measure.
I move that the mayor appoint himself and Andy Merrill to assist our administration with writing the arguments in favor of the essential services transaction and use tax ballot measure.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Any abstentions? Passes 4-1-0. Thank you.
The Sonora City Council members who voted to approve Sonora Mayor Mark Plummer and Councilmember Annie Merrill writing in favor of the 1 cent city sales tax increase were Mayor Mark Plummer, Mayor Pro Tem Ann Sagerstrom, and Councilmembers Andy Merrill and Matt Hawkins. Voting against was Councilmember Suzanne Cruz.